they came out in the street, they got all around us, they would just stand there. And for 30 minutes we would sing. Then we would pass out some literature, What is the Church of Christ, by Maxwell Barry Baxter. And we would invite them to read.
Two in Viola, and I was in a Ivy Club, and I was preaching there. I started getting young
people together. Because, you know, one church had about 10, the other one had about 12, and you put them together, you have a good mix. And we started just doing things together. And some of these kids had been baptized as a result of getting together and playing baseball, or going on hikes or picnics, or going canoeing, or, you know, just doing things together.
Joe had a trucking business.
and they were delivering stuff, like you said, from coast to coast and north, south, or whatever. And been doing it for years. And he had a scrap junkyard business on the side. This man was so strung out and so frustrated and so tired. Because, you know, somebody take a truck to California and it break down, the guy would call up and say, hey, I'm out here in California, the truck ain't running, so I quit. And, you know, it was constantly trying to run these trucks down and keep drivers in them. And while all this was going on, he was hardly ever home when I started teaching these Bible classes. His home. And it started out with his wife and his children. Then eventually, every once in a while, you know, he was home for a weekend, and so he would get out of his life. And we'd get to talking, and he was telling me about how, you know, he was going broke with his business, and it was just, and health-wise, it was killing him. So I said, well, Joe, I said, you know what? You need to sell that business and get into something else. And we continued teaching and baptized both of them and their son. And Joe got a job working as the, not the janitor, but the boiler engineer in one of the big high schools, you know, in the area up there. And he loved it. He'd go to work at 7 in the morning. He was home by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He was so laid back and relaxed. All that pressure was off of him. You know, his wife was so happy. I mean, it was wonderful. Teaching classes. Red Bank, New Jersey. Got out of preaching for a while. Came back home to Katie's hometown of Brownville, Tennessee. Brownville's about 50 miles, 60 miles north of Memphis. You know, and I started teaching school. And then I was asked to and took the job as an elementary school principal for 5 years. Got wanderlust again and got back into preaching and went to Miami, Florida. Stayed there a year. Had two little girls. In Miami, Florida, back in the 70s, there was no place to rear two little girls. So we went to Hendersonville, North Carolina. In the mountains. Stayed there for 7 years. Got to Hendersonville, and the church was meeting in a little brick, concrete, locked brick building over in a little subdivision. You know, was out of sight and out of mind. First, I remember when we drove into Hendersonville, I stopped at the filling station and asked the man, I'd get some gas, but I asked the man, you know, where the Church of Christ was. He said, what? Church of Christ. So, I think we got a Church of Christ here in town. Never heard of it. So I asked around some more. I had a telephone number of one of the members of the church. Called them up. They told me where the building was. And we rode around. We finally found it. And, worked out of this church for a couple of years. Again, we're, you know, there were a lot of young people. And my girls by then were in high school, in junior high school. And they got in with the kids. And we started having young people's Bible classes in our living room of our home. And then we were working with members of some of the families in the church. The husband wasn't a member, but she was, or he was a member and she was. Well, the kids were, mom and dad were. We just started, you know, picking away at and working with these people. Got them coming to church, baptizing them. Joe, one of the couples that stand out in my mind from Puerto Rico. They were from Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Joe was a baker. Good man, he could cook. I mean, he could bake pies and cakes and donuts and stuff. made a mistake of calling her mother a cucaracha one time. You know what cucaracha is?
Oh, the...
what? Cockroach, right. She said, shut up.
Not good.
Not good. But we met her at their home, shook her little sisters, taught them again, baptized both of them, got them in church, happier than, you know, hogs and sunshine. Just, you know, it was fabulous. But again, it took a lot of work. Now, I'm going to take a minute or two and tell you about something that's not that far from here that's going to blow your mind. All right? Our daughter and son-in-law and their two girls live in Frankfort, Kentucky. Frankfort's the capital. It's halfway between Louisville, Louisville in the west and Lexington in the east. Lexington is the home of the University of Kentucky. My daughter and son-in-law both graduated from UK. But they bought them a camper and put it on Kentucky Lake, just about 20 miles north of Paris, Tennessee. They've been there, you know, they've been there now for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. You know, they just leave the camper there. They don't move that thing around. It's just permanently fixed there. So it's halfway between our house in Charleston, Mississippi, and their home in Frankfort, Kentucky. So, you know, instead of driving all the way up to Frankfort, we meet about 2 or 3 times a year there, near Murray, Kentucky, which is what that's University,
Murray State,
right. It's near there. In fact, it's 12 miles east of Murray. Right outside of where they got this campground, and it's on the backside of nowhere, down on the lake, right on. It's a little town of New Concord. New Concord consists of a post office in an old building. No filling station. No grocery store. Nothing. But a Church of Christ. You know how many people they have there on Sunday morning? We were up there at a meeting. Oh, we were up there here, I don't know, it's been a couple of months ago, there were 300 people in church that morning. And they're bursting their walls out and they're fixing to expand that building. 300 people in a town that is in the middle of nowhere. People come, we met one couple that come from Obion, Tennessee. That's 60 miles away, come to church every Sunday. Sunday night, Wednesday night, the place is packed. How in the world are they doing? They have the most exciting worship service on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And some of the most interesting Bible classes you can ever conceive of. It's a spiritual magnet. Katie and I go up there 2 or 3 times a year to get recharged. You know, when you preach Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday for 6 or 7 years, you know, you get burned out a little bit. So to keep from getting totally burned out, we go up there and get our batteries recharged. This place is unbelievable. They've got babies and preteens and teenagers and college students and young married couples and professionals and farmers and doctors, and lawyers, and nurses. And when they get together on Sunday morning, they have a great time. There is so much joy and love in that congregation. It's not funny. The people break their neck to get there. So in other words, you grow the church by creating an atmosphere in your congregation that is magnetic spiritually. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's 5 minutes to 10. before it ends. That's just part of it. I could have waxed on for another hour and a half, but no, I learned. In fact, I'm waxing right now.